This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Something special about the American flag. Martha Washington. Something special. So, let's look at some 20-year-old news here that's finally breaking the last 2 days. Aborted baby parts fused with mice to humanize them for grim Frankenstein experiments. In U.S. labs, you actually read about what they're admittedly doing here, is they're creating chimeras, but they go, oh, it's parts of babies. Yeah, their DNA is being injected into the mice. And their growth hormone to create mutations. But let's move back to stuff that gets people's attention. New bill would require gun buyers to reveal social media history. So now you're guilty until proven innocent. And when you go to buy a gun in Illinois, they want to have a special political board make you under penalty of perjury, give them your whole history. That's called discovery. That means you've been indicted or you've been sued. So this is, the headline should be, gun owners in Illinois to all be sued and to be told to give their social history for witch hunts. But see, Chicago CBS television doesn't put it like that, does it? Oh, they're like, before Nicholas Cruz killed 17 people at Florida's Parkland High School, he went online and said he was planning to do it. Yeah, the whole school called him, school's here. The whole school called, but he was in school doing it. And there was this liberal program in Florida, I forget the name, where, well, his last name was Hispanic. So since he was a minority, even though he wasn't Hispanic, he didn't get sent to jail for the robberies and the vandalism and everything. So, and the police stood down as well, which is now confirmed, which we first broke. But that's okay, see. It's all about, well, if Nick Cruz, high school dropout, who said he was going to kill everybody for years and was under weird psychiatric care of leftists, you now need to go prove you're not a bad person and show all your social media because of what Cruz did. What an incredible announcement. So the real headline is, gun owners, new law, would make gun owners give up their social media history in anti-gun witch hunt. I mean, it's here. Even the ACLU's against it. They say, how does this list get used? How do you make people, when they go to get a gun, like come in and say, here's my social history, and you're making yourself a criminal. Like, oh, you don't want to take dangerous, unapproved vaccines. No vaccines are approved. They're all under emergency edicts, whether it's an emergency governmental system run by the former head of the Justice Department, sister, Rosenstein, that you just are now inducted into some weird star chamber off what you ever did online, and you can't have guns. It's the end of due process, folks. They've launched their attack. The Democrats have just bred giant generations of tens of millions of lawyers, and they're attacking the country. And it goes on here to say they want your email, they want your Facebook, they want your YouTube. And it goes on to say the National Rifle Association opposes it, and so does the ACLU. God almighty. I mean, this is lunatic asylum stuff, man. This is Unbelievable. All right, we got the Hagmans taking over. They're always loaded for bear. Then the War Room comes up in an hour. Infowars.com. Spread that link.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours. Hours to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, the Hagmans, two great investigators, co-host father and son, are about to take over in mere minutes. But I just thought I would go back to the CBS News report out of Illinois, where bills have been introduced by the Democratic State House, they say, or have the votes, to make you induct yourself into discovery. It's a new form of law. It's outside of jurisprudence. To give them, under penalty of perjury, all of your social media, going back 5 years, Twitter, Facebook, Google, YouTube, and deliver it to them and then say you've done nothing wrong under penalty of perjury, which then the leftist lawyers wind through to find something you said they don't like to SWAT team you and take your guns. That's tyranny. And that's how they use the social networks and the internet for this great purge that's happening. And all the incredible things that are going on. Our own news director for the Nightly News, now the overall news programs, Rob Dew got banned or restricted on 3 accounts he has on Twitter for simply saying to someone saying, oh, cops kill more black people than anybody else. He sent him a statistic saying that's not true. He was given a strike and told we may ban you, delete this. That story's coming up on InfoWars.com. This is reaching insane levels, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's happening, and it's just happening to everyone. So I'm going to say this again, because I bitch at myself. You know, I say we could expand, we could fight back, we could win if I plug more. Because I get so focused on news, I plug like one time an hour. It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's the best seller because it's anti-inflammatory and anti, you know, all that stuff. What's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do a month later? 95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Like, you're not going to, like, the average competitor's 3-5%. You're like, the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. That's, I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information is explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. And that's why they attack me constantly, because they know I treat you like I want to be treated. In fact, that's just the golden rule. Is do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. But you know what Christ said is, lay down your life for your brother. And I finally figured out what that meant. God talked about the little children and suffer the little, that means people low IQ, children, whatever. It's up to us that have high IQs to pave the way for them. And it's up for us to lay down. That it's a mission. It's not like it's God saying you better lay it down for people that aren't as strong as you. I don't know who you are, because God couldn't be a hypocrite. God had to come down to this planet and literally get tortured unbelievably bad. Even though God was God, God had taken on a human body. And the Garden of Gethsemane started crying, saying, because God could see what's going to happen. He was omnipresent. He's like, this is going to really hurt. That's heavy, isn't it? But God did it, and it was worse than that. Once God had conquered this dimension and proven that as incredible as God is, that God can make himself that small, then God went lower into hell and got the keys to death and hell. You think about that. You think about what Jesus Christ did for us, and we can't even stand up for unborn babies and get censored or get attacked or have some leftist duck coffee on us. Give me a break. I'm a wimp compared to Jesus Christ. I'm a joke. And then I look at all these other men. They're a joke compared to me, and that's pathetic. Because you're giving up your birthright when you don't stand up against evil. So I tell you again, this is the time to decide which side you're on. We need your word of mouth. We need your prayers. We need your financial support. And we're selling products that are the best out there. We need it. And I know you've been doing it, so I want to thank you. But let me tell you, it's our middle class and poor listeners that are our biggest supporters. But I know all these rich billionaires and all the other guys that want to fly me around on a jet or meet with me, and they got some big plan, and they always want me to do something they want before I get the money to fund all this. And that's why Jesus said it's easier for a rich man to go through the eye of a needle than to get to heaven. And he was pointing at a wall. It was a little small wall. So the metaphor is the camel had to get on its knees. So it's not as hard as you think, but you have to get on your knees. You have to roll around in the mud to deliver victory and stop being on your high horses. So, InfoWarsStore.com, got some big sales, products everybody needs. Let's go to the Hagmans here with their great intel and everything they've got to offer, and I appreciate them joining us. God bless you.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for letting us take over. Thanks for sharing your platform, and we've got a great rest of the hour lined up for you. And you're right, folks, we need to support InfoWars Store, InfoWars.com, and, of course, our home base is HagmanReport.com. But thanks so much, Alex. A lot to get into, actually, today. A weekend at the Ginsburgs, apparently, the Ruth Bader Ginsburg issue. Going to be talking about that. I just want to open up with one thing. Alex was talking about the unborn and about what we have and haven't done, and about the, my goodness, just the incredible immorality, the incredible bloodshed behind this. Coach Dave Dobmeier, CoachDaveLive.com, I like to call him America's Coach, wrote just a great article back in 06, some 13 years ago, and the pulpits are silent. It's being republished, actually, with a couple of updates. Before it's news, but we'll have it at HagmanReport.com. And the pulpits are silent. But the bottom line here is, despite what the political parties want you to believe, the problem in America is not the politicians. Of course, they are a problem, but not the problem. It's not the politicians. That's not where you're going to find the problems. It's in the pulpits. And most of Americans' pulpits today, as Alex Jones was just saying, you know, Jesus was not a cowardly man when he was walking the earth. And we look at ourselves, and I'll tell you, the cowardice, most of America's pulpits, most, not all, but most are filled with America, with cowardly men. They are ashamed to the Christ they claim to serve. This according to Dobmeier. That's Dave Dobmeier, BeforeIt'sNews.com. I believe that's where it's published at right now, and it'll be at HagmanReport.com soon. It's not already there, but if you think those are harsh words, the cheap grace culture in which we live, the let's not really talk about the important issues. Let's not talk about the issues that impact us all. That's the infanticide. That's the abortions. Well, really, infanticide. Or the killing of unborn children. And I know that the left, they just hate to even hear this disgust. By the way, it's interesting to note that Planned Parenthood paid, listen to this, $6.5 million for a seat at the State of the Union address. You don't think the killing of babies and the trafficking of babies is big business? Yeah, try coming up with $6.5 million for a seat at the State of the Union address. Or $6.5 million for anything.
Who gets that payment? And they, you have to buy a ticket to the State of the Union for $6.5 million, or is this yeah. this doesn't sound right at all? Somebody's getting
it doesn't,
money
does it?
Under the table. Yeah,
well, okay.
The
Washington Examiner. No, the Washington Examiner reported this by Michael Watson today in an article today. Washington Examiner: Planned Parenthood paid $6.5 million for a seat at the State of the Union. What in the hell? First of all, what in the hell are we doing inviting these kind of odious people, in my view, immoral, murdering, forgive my language, bastards. And I, well, I
it's
do
right on the
I,
money. I mean, these people pay them for access. They get kickbacks. I was reading a story, a much bigger amount of money. I forget that it was hundreds of millions of dollars that Planned Parenthood had paid or received and then in turn donated to all these different Democratic congressmen and gubernatorial candidates and Senate candidates. And then when they get in power, the money flows back to them. So it's a big, circle of corruption where money's being, taxpayer money's being handed to these organizations. They're in turn handing it to the corrupt politicians for all these different things and laws to be passed in their favor. And it is just corruption to its core.
Let me stop you there. Back, got about, yep, well, go ahead, take us out.
When we come back, we'll hit on this. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Doug Hagman.
Hey, welcome back. InfoWars, InfoWars.com, this fourth hour. InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, some of the, the products there, the nutritional supplements, you don't think maybe that they can make a difference? Oh, they do. In fact, I can see through people, okay? I'm kidding, of course, but for example, Brain Force Plus and all of the other products, folks, support the movement, support this bigger movement to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'll tell you this. You got birthdays coming up. You got special occasions coming up. I'm sure you're a guy, if you're a woman listening to this, or even for yourself, look, the products work. And we're at a time right now where we need to be mentally sharp, physically fit, because we're in a fight. We're in a fight of our lives. And that's not a sales pitch. That's just the way it is. Before the break, we're talking about, and Joe, by the way, Joe's with me. Our home base is Hagman. Did I say this? Hagman Report Live, HagmanReport.com, and HagmanReportLive.com. Hagman Report .com and HagmanReportLive.com. Two ends on Hagman, by the way. And we broadcast Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock in the Eastern Time. In addition to, of course, the InfoWars, which you, this required listening and viewing all, every day. Spread the word about the, about InfoWars, too, and about, despite the censorship, despite the jackbooted thugs putting their boots on to the throats of the patriots. They're growing, we're growing, we're all growing together, and the globalists they can't stand it. And you can see it. They're coming, people are coming unglued on Twitter. They're coming unglued on social networking. And I love it. I love to see those people coming unglued. It's about time that they're the ones. It's about time to see them squirm and to say, God, we can't be exposed. Oh my God. So we got to shut up, Alex Jones. We got to shut up, Hagman. We got to shut up. Oh, but you know what? We will prevail. In the end, we will prevail. Of course, we know how it all turns out. But anyway, right before the break, we're talking about Planned Parenthood. In my view, in my personal opinion, Planned Butcherhood. Just very quickly to wrap this up. In total, Planned Parenthood Action Fund and Planned Parenthood Votes, the arms of the Planned Parenthood Network allowed to engage in electoral politics under tax regulations, spent $6.5 million. Folks, can you imagine that? $6.5 million in outside spending supporting the election of Democrats to both houses of Congress in 2018, which earned them in turn a seat at the State of the Union.
It's more than that. It's more than that. It is $30 million from reports. Did plan. This is from Snopes, and I love how I love Snopes. And not, don't take me wrong. I love it because of how inaccurate. I love it because of the liberal insanity bias that they have and their ability to think that they can change facts and change people's statements, what they say, to twist them to make their claims true or false or whatever the agenda that they're trying to push. Obviously, it's always the socialist communist agenda. But this is an article from Snopes. Did Planned Parenthood donate $30 million to Democrats to influence the midterm election? Well, what'd Snopes say? They said it's a mixture of true or false. What's true? Planned Parenthood votes is one member of a coalition of organizations which is planning on extending or to expend $30 million to mobilize infrequent voters in the midterm elections. And they say that this is not Planned Parenthood per se. It's an offshoot of Planned Parenthood. So what's not true? It's not actually Planned Parenthood. It's separate from the organization. But it's the same organization, the same organization at the very top. And then I have a few other things here. Planned Parenthood in recent elections. Look, think of what happened in Virginia. The governor, Northam, who has been seen wearing blackface in the yearbook with the KKK and refusing to step down as the mess in Virginia. We can talk about that a little bit later. But Big League Politics has an article that shows that they donated, Planned Parenthood donated $2 million to Governor Northam, and endorsed infanticide as a form of abortion on Wednesday. So what they did here during his election cycle, or in the last year, 2017, from Planned Parenthood, $1,996,346 from Planned Parenthood donations to Governor Northam's campaign. Now, is it any coincidence that we see that money going from Planned Parenthood to Northam's campaign to see Northam come out and not only promote a bill that pushes for third-term abortions, ripping babies out of the mother's wombs while they're alive, but not only that, pushing the infanticide issue, execution of babies after they've been born by the mother and after they have survived abortions, wanting to kill them again or try to kill them again. So is there any relationship between Planned Parenthood money, which is essentially taxpayer-funded money, going to these candidates who then turn around and get these laws implemented in their states, which take the infanticide issue now, and they're taking it to the extreme. I can't wrap my mind around how this is even legal, but this is what we're seeing. And what we see with this infanticide and abortion issue is it went from the Bill Clinton years, Planned Parenthood said, was pushing, and the left wing Bill Clinton was pushing to have abortions much more easily accessible for women who were in health risks. They said they didn't want to use it except for certain parameters. If the woman was in danger of losing her baby, if the woman was in danger of losing her life in the pregnancy, or there was going to be some very serious or complications from that pregnancy. Now, we went from that in the 1990s to, 20, 30 years later, they are celebrating not only abortion but infanticide in the streets, in the media, in Hollywood. And it's only going to get worse from there, because who's next after the baby?
And let me just say this, all right? Look, I understand the blackface stuff. I get that. I understand the racial insensitivity. Okay, but aside from that, what should we be talking about? What's more important? Is it the racial aspect of this, or is it the fact that the very person accused of the racial insensitivities is the one that's promoting this infanticide, this baby murder, becoming enriched, whether it's via the campaign, in my view, or the or personally through PACs and what have you, and campaign funds, people who know how that works understand that there is a level of enrichment there that does occur in the process. You got to be absolutely a moron not to understand it. But the fact is, look, this is all happening, and this is happening on the backs, and people don't understand the aspect that Barack Hussein Obama played into. This infanticide. I'm not even going to use the word abortion anymore. It's infanticide, because the infanticidal Democrats took their cues from Barack Obama. This in a piece from American Thinker Today, as well by Trevor Thomas. And when you look back, for decades, Democrats have dehumanized, deliberately dehumanized the unborn, and argued against protecting the most innocent and helpless among us, even when they escape death in their mother's wombs. And in order to further their wicked sexual agenda, which is attached to this, so you got the wicked sexual agenda. Think back to the counterculture of the 60s, how that impacted American morality, and even go back further into the eugenics, and then go a step later now and look at what's happening on the other side of the coin. In addition to infanticide, you're looking at not post-birth abortions, although that's definitely part of it, but also what's going on with these comfort choices about, aid and comfort to expedite the terminally ill and the infirm and the elderly. It's all, look, this is satanic. Go ahead.
It is. And taking us out here, Planned Parenthood receives millions of dollars from the taxpayers, from our corrupt Congress. We are paying them. We as taxpayers are paying them to slaughter these unborn children. And there is no pushback from the churches. We mentioned the Christian cowardice. Don't rely on your pastor, just like you can't rely on him to tell you what's in the Bible. Where are the churches in today's day and age? Where are the protests? We'll be right back in for...
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, and now your host, Doug Hagman.
And this is the InfoWars.com InfoWars show. Sid Doug Hagman and Joe Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones, of course, in the fourth hour here. You know, do you remember Antonio Scalia? He, obviously, as the Supreme Court justice who passed away allegedly at a ranch. Unattended
during the end of Obama's term.
Right. Unattended death, obviously. This was an unattended death. And look, in my capacity professionally, I've seen unattended deaths and handled things, and there's a protocol that you adhere to for unattended deaths. Well, you know, I initially looked at that and I thought, well, okay, things weren't followed exactly 100%. I could see where maybe things might have just slipped by the, you know, through the cracks or whatever. But then I thought, okay, wait, this is a Supreme Court justice. You don't want any kind of, you know, you don't want anything to be, believe me, there's a lot of paperwork in unattended deaths, okay? A lot of paperwork. And even more in suspicious deaths that are also unattended, but you get the idea. All right, so here's the bottom line. I thought, well, maybe those people who were saying that this is really not right, or making something more of it, you know, kind of on the fringe of things. Okay, now that's at the end of, as Joe said, the end of Obama's term, basically, or the time in office, and you can see how, you can see the impact of the Supreme Court justices have. But what I'm getting to is this. I want proof of life. I want proof of life of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And Joe and I, primarily Joe, has done a lot of investigative work on, okay, where is she? And again, for those people looking for Ruth Bader Ginsburg, look, she's not here. She's not up, you know, in my home, in my guest room. And I do suspect kind of a, forgive me, but kind of a Norman Bates kind of thing going on here, where maybe somebody will find her in a rocking chair. And I would suggest, if you do, just those people looking for her, carry a little can of Vicks around with you, and it always helps underneath the nose. A little tip for from, you know, LAO, for the LAO community. But I do wonder at this point if we're not seeing this deep state hiding. And for as much as that sounds gruesome, I'll just say this. Look, we pray, hope, and pray that she's on the road to fast recovery and all that. But, you know, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining out, all right? Just be honest and just tell me what the deal is. After all, we have the right to know as American citizens, given her prominence, position of prominence, and we're not getting that. So, Joe, what do you, you know, I'm going to give you, it to you.
Well, let's do this. Okay, with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, there was a number of interesting things that have happened from January till just the State of the Union. And as we all know, in late December, she fell and broke her ribs. When that happened, they found, I believe it was a polyp or two lesions of some kind in her lung, cancerous tumors in her lung that were very small, which she had an operation and had them removed. And people have not seen her since. She has not been serving on the bench, leaving many to ask, you know, how, what's her condition? There's no public appearances. There's no proof of life. And the real question is, are they holding her in, you know, the back room on ice till 2020 elections, when they believe Trump will not be in office and not allowing him to get another Supreme Court pick? Well, this is the series of events that have happened.
Yeah, by the way, Hillary Clinton, I just wanted to put this in there. Hillary Clinton, not sick either. Okay.
Right.
Don't believe her lying eyes. No, she didn't fall. She didn't lose a shoe. That was just one, you know, it was just one of those unfortunate things. Again, you know, don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe what the right, you know, the new media is telling you. Okay, go ahead. I just want to make sure people aren't losing their minds.
With Hillary Clinton, even the fact checkers were saying, oh, no, that's not true. She didn't collapse. You know, she didn't fall down. She wasn't sick. She was fine. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and there's a footage of her falling right there. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, in January, Fox showed a graphic. And this graphic had a date, I believe it was 1933 to 2019, and it was serving as a memorial. Pretty much what happens when people pass away. They put up these little graphics and, you know, in memory of, and they had the date. So, well, they further issued a retraction or an apology saying, you know, we're sorry we did this on accident. And, you know, there's don't read anything into it. It was just a goof on our part. Right. I know. And there it is. And you have to understand that I'm sure news organizations do things like this, when they expect certain people to pass. Who knows? Maybe they have one for all their own anchors and, you know, people in Hollywood.
Well, they do. Yeah. From the president down to the, Yeah,
but there's no reason to show that on TV, and I can understand somebody pressing the wrong button. But why is that even in the, you know, in circulation of things that could make its way to TV? That's my question. But let's put that aside. Now, Monday, there was an event, and this event was, I believe, at the National Women's of Arts in D.C. I'm not sure the correct name.
It's a pretty obscure place. I mean, it was an obscure event, right? I mean, it wasn't one of these things where...
Notorious RPG and Song. It was an hour and a half musical, if you will, about her life and about the her practice on the Supreme Court. And then this lady was singing about, you know, her life using quotes that she, in cases she ruled on. But anyway, this is what was reported, that Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is making her first public appearance since undergoing lung surgery in December. This was at a concert at a museum a few blocks from the White House, given by her daughter-in-law and other musicians. Now, the concert is dedicated to Ginsburg's life in the law. What goes on from here and what is reported from here is very interesting, because they say she was sitting in the room, in the very back of the room, and it was darkly lit, and it wasn't announced that she was there, and nobody saw her, you weren't allowed to take pictures. Well, a lot of pictures and video from the actual event itself has been released, and there has been no pictures of her taken at this event. And they also said, as I said, no cameras there. Other people took pictures of the crowd, and seemed like a lot of younger people, and I think it was part of a high school was there, and then there were other people who attended. But nonetheless, there was no proof of life, no pictures of her, and no video of her being anywhere near this place. And Sebastian Gorka tweeted out the next day saying, I believe that this concert or non-appearance of hers is going to be her excuse to not go to the State of the Union address. And sure enough, right before that, they announced that she was not going to be present at the State of the Union due to her attendance at this conference. But during the concert, her son-in-law got up there and said that Ruth is fine. She walks a mile a day and meets with her personal trainer twice a week. But here's the question. Basically, I believe TMZ, I believe this still is true, TMZ camping out in front of her house, or they have people sitting there waiting for her, you know, to make her appearance, to come out of the house. We still have not seen that.
You're bouncing on screen, Joe. Hey, you're making
the viewers
seasick, man.
I got to not touch the computer. So, anyway, the news, Fox News, the AP, to everybody else, reported that she attended this conference a few blocks from the White House that was dedicated to her. There was no mention of this by the people who were hosting or putting on the concert. There was nothing to say, you know, thank you, she's here, nothing like that, which is pretty customary. You'd think that when a concert is given in the honor and memory of her life in the law, she would be in the front row and they would make it a big deal, you know.
Well, at least one picture. At least one. Yeah.
Exactly.
But you know what? Here's what I heard. I heard Norman was talking to her. Her son Norman. I heard Norman was talking to her, and the rocking chair was going back and forth and back and forth, and I guarantee you. Yeah, in the trophy room. Go ahead, Joe. I didn't mean to. I guess that was poor taste. So what?
One other little aspect of this, as we're closing out this segment, was an anonymous nurse posted to one of the forums online and stated that, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in a coma somewhere out west, and they put a picture up. You couldn't make heads or tails of who it was, and they gave this information. Basically, she's on life support, being kept alive. I don't know if that's true or not. It's pure speculation, and the photographic evidence is not definitive either way. But where is Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Are they keeping her on ice? Is she alive? And what are the laws? I mean, if she did pass away, or if she is being kept on life support, do the Democrats or do these people have a right to tell the American public? Is it a law? Should they tell them? Because if she's unable to serve or will be unable to serve in the future, is that something that should be shared with the public? Folks, you're listening to InfoWars, hour number 4. Doug and Joe Hagman hosting. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Doug Hagmann.
The more of you that I inspect.
Doug Hagmann, Joe Hagmann, HagmannReport.com, sitting in for Alex Jones, our four InfoWars. I want to thank you for joining us, and thank you for keeping this on. Thank you, everyone, for supporting InfoWars.com and for supporting InfoWars Store. Get your products there. You're going to feel better. Mental acuity, physical health, a lot better. This stuff is great. Do your shopping there. And do yourself a favor. Make yourself feel better and get more physically fit. The bone broth, of course, the brain force. It's all good stuff. So you know what to do, folks. You've got to support this movement. It's more than a product. It's more than a show. It's a movement, and we are winning, despite what the intellectually deficient morons on the left claim. We are winning the information war, and they can't stand that. is with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They got nothing to say. Ain't got nothing to say. Because she's what? Maybe rocking in the chair. And Norman's talking to her. I don't know.
Let me add this.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Because I do want to get into
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Stone Cold spying. I want to get into that, but go ahead.
Okay. Let's finish Ruth Bader. So their Gateway Pundit on February 5th posted an article, mystery sighting, still no pics from Ginsburg public appearance. Hack reporter who claims he was hugged by RBG deletes tweet, locks Twitter account. And this is an article that goes to show David Hagedorn. And he is some kind of the Washington Post contributor and who said that he was hugged by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. He describes himself as a dining columnist for Arlington and Bethesda Magazine's Washington Post contributor, freelance reporter. Anyway, he says, what a delight to see RBG tonight at Notorious BG Song. And it goes on from there. But he ended up deleting that tweet.
He deleted that tweet.
And he locked his account. Now, you think that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, if all the speculation surrounding her health and what she's doing, where she is, how she's doing, that if she was there, she would be shown on camera, on video, or at least a still image to show that she was there in person. They apparently couldn't even get a body double to show, to make it look like she was there. But all this, these mainstream news media outlets reporting that she was there as though it was fact, as though they documented it themselves, and without any evidence to support that claim, just it leads me to believe that there's something going on here. And if she is too sick still and too weak to come and perform her duties at the Supreme Court and to attend events like this, that's fine. Just say so. But what's with all the secrecy? What's with the lying? And what was the concert really for? Was it a memorial about her life? Again, I go back to that Fox News graphic, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 1933 to 2019. What's going on here? And legally, who would get in trouble if they were keeping her on ice? That's my next question.
And that's a great point. And you're also fuzzing up your mic, too, in addition to bouncing. So you're making people nauseous as well as hard to hear.
A little inside baseball here. We our tech didn't get here in time. We had to set this up ourselves.
So it's all low tech.
Not our usual setup, yeah.
It's all strings and tin cans right now. But anyway, Stone Cold invasion of privacy, Stone Cold deep state terrorism, in my view, Roger Stone. And folks, you know about the situation with Roger Stone and the deep state, the Mueller deep state mechanism. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something.
Apple.
Right? Look, I don't give a whit. If you like Roger, if you don't like Roger, I could care less if you like me or don't like me. In fact, I prefer just not to be, I don't care. But you know, the people out there, and hear this loud and clear in my view, this is my personal opinion, but if you don't stand behind Roger Stone, if you don't stand behind the fact that the Apple, for example, and this is on the Gateway Pundit today or yesterday, Gateway Pundit Jacob Engel is writing about this. Apple refused to give the federal government the backdoor access to the iPhones of the San Bernardino terrorists. Now, I know Alex talked about this before. Maybe yesterday, I don't know. But think about this, all right? So you've got Roger Stone, Apple giving deep state access to Roger Stone's iCloud account after refusing to violate the privacy of San Bernardino terrorists. There it is right there, Jacob Engels from the Gateway Pundit. Now again, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter even if you agree with the ideology, agree with the person, like the person. It's not a popularity contest. It's a contest, or it's an issue of rights. And it's more than that. It's an issue of right versus wrong. And then we get into the good versus evil aspect of this, but right versus wrong. And if you're out there, one of those drunken seals on Twitter clapping and putting up tweets saying, well, he deserves it and InfoWars should be shut down. Or if you're one of these googly-eyed mental patients out there tweeting from inside your straps from your bed, you can get to your iPad or iPod or whatever, whatever thing you use. Celebrating this Schadenfreude type thing, well, then you need to have your head examined, because the violations of the civil rights of Roger Stone, plus added to the mix the deep state the machinations of the deep state and the activities of the deep state against Roger Stone and others should have you urinating in your trousers, all right, or whatever you might be wearing, your knickers. Look, what we're seeing here is a tremendous affront to our civil rights. It's constitutionally wrong. I mean, this whole thing is wrong right from the beginning, and it's even more than a witch hunt. This is an attack by these deep state members, and I look, I don't have to drill this home. Understand the fact that I guess my message here is this. When you look at the entire situation, the Mueller situation, the angry, doesn't have Democrats, the revelations of people like Sidney Powell who have disclosed the Weissmans of the world, the judicial overreach, the destruction of Arthur Anderson, the destruction through the Enron investigation, putting people in prison. Mueller's behind this, and, of course, Mueller's role in Uranium One. Yeah, none of this is coming up, and, of course, it's not only not coming up. When it does come up, it's labeled as fake news through places like, for example, like, in my professional opinion, NewsGuard, or these gatekeeping facilities on the Internet. Well, again, they ask you not to believe, in this case, too, just like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, dude, hey, Norman's talking about it. Look, here's the deal. They are asking you not to believe your lying eyes. All right? What you see, don't believe that. Look over here. Look, just like Northam on abortion, it's the black face that we must talk about. Not as penchant for, you know, killing unborn or children, you know, at the moment of birth. Don't look at that. Look at the blackface. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Oh, hey, the fact that no one saw her there. What, you didn't see her? I was there. Hey, I was there. I saw her. Yeah, just take my word for it.
Like you mentioned, Apple turning over the data, iCloud data, of Roger Stone to the Mueller investigative team. You know, they won't even unlock phones for terrorists, for the FBI. But, you know, here you go. Have at it to all his private information, contacts, and whatever else might be in there. But just in the last 2 minutes, I want to talk about this real quick.
We are all Roger Stone. I just want to say this.
Yeah.
If you don't support Roger Stone, in my personal opinion, you're intellectually out to lunch. So go ahead and take it.
Well, with the State of the Union address this year, we saw a few interesting things. One, it was delayed due to the Democrats and the government shutdown. But another thing we saw is a pre-buttal to the State of the Union address by Kamala Harris. And then we saw the response to the State of the Union address given by failed Democratic candidate Stacey Abrams from Georgia. And what is she saying? Just at a speech today, Democrats rising star Stacey Abrams called for revolution against whites. She didn't come out and say it, but what she did is list a group or list listed marginalized groups of people who she said, and these include women, Native Americans, African Americans, and the LGBT community. And she's called on these groups to revolt against the dominant groups. Well, if you read who she includes as the marginalized groups, who's not in there?
I give up.
Well, it's white people, it's Christians and conservatives, and is saying that this is, and they say that she started her in this article that she writes that some incoherently, the less we have in common, the more united we all are. But in her article, you know, it's illogical and dishonest. It's entirely vile as she calls for all identity groups to overthrow the only people left out of her purported victim class, whites. And this is a common theme amongst not only politicians here in America, but also in Europe, where they are bringing in hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of illegal immigrants, and they are changing the culture and demonizing whites to the point you can't even speak out against the invasion coming against you. And speaking of invasions, we have our own caravans coming up at the southern border. Folks, Infowars.com is the website. Hagman Report, Hagman Report Live to watch our shows. Thank you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal
Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.